Cari fratelli e sorelle, l'Evangelista San Luca riserva una particolare attenzione al tema della misericordia di Gesù.
Commenting on this Sunday's gospel story of the call of the sinner Zacchaeus, with the faithful gathered beneath his window in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus, Pope Benedict XVI said, God excludes no one, neither rich nor poor. God does not let himself be conditioned by our human prejudices, but sees in each one of us a soul to save, and he is especially attracted by those who are considered to be lost and who so consider themselves to be. Jesus Christ, the incarnation of God, has shown this immense mercy, which does not diminish the gravity of sin, but always aims to save the sinner, to offer him the chance for redemption, for conversion.
Cari amici, ieri nella cattedrale di Oradea Mare in Romania il cardinale Peter Erde ha proclamato beato Szilárd Bogdanfi.
Also at the Angelus, the Pope recalled the beatification in Romania on Saturday of Bishop Szilárd Bogdanfi, who was imprisoned, tortured, and eventually martyred by communists. His testimony, said Pope Benedict, now comforts those who in the present day are persecuted for the sake of the gospel.
Angelus Domini nunciavit Maria.
Et concepite Spiritus Sanctus.
After the Angelus, Pope Benedict greeted pilgrims in many languages, including English.
I would now like to offer a word of greeting to all the English-speaking visitors present at today's Angelus prayer. In the liturgy of the words this morning, our Lord tells us, that he has come to seek out and save those who were lost. May we always know our need for God and embrace his will for us in love and humility. May God abundantly bless you and your loved ones.